At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. We're live. Live on YouTube, live in your hearts. Audio show, you're delayed a little bit. That's why you should subscribe to Drinking Bros Podcast on YouTube. Today we're doing the craziest stories from first responders. It's one of our faves. Everybody does it. Everybody always hits us up and says, dude, why can't you have these call-in shows like once a week? Obviously, we called in one of our favorite cops, former cops. Eric Tanzi's here.
Sorry, sir. By favorite, you mean closest, right?
No. He's our favorite. Yeah. My neighbor lives across the street. He's a cop. I invited him to come on.
He's not coming on.
I think he heard the show and was just like, fuck you guys, man. I can't do this. Yeah. But I hope he comes on the show. He's awesome. He's one of the canine guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Canine, by the way, means dog.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. Tanzi, welcome, dude.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, you're always... Look, we love having you on. We love your company, Instill Distilling Company. We did a live show with Christmas Abbott there, and we became huge fans of yours. We love the rum. The rum's still on my table, right in front of my desk.
Plenty more where that came from.
You brought us shots the other day, live on air. What were those?
I don't know.
Rum punch?
So we got a new menu at the distillery where we're doing shots now, I guess, and they're shots that taste like banana Fosters or pineapple upside down cake. It's more popular.
Down smooth and you get super fucked
and
up.
I had no idea that was going to work. Yeah. It's something my wife came out with. Yeah. Oh man, last weekend was a game changer.
Yeah.
That's whatever you gave us was good.
All right, well, I'm glad you liked it.
No, we're huge fans of yours, man. Cool, we're fucking Tanzi fans.
Thank you.
Where's that? We're Claytona Beach.
Yep, Claytona Beach.
We're Tanzanites. That's your fucking fan club name now, bitch.
Tanzi fans, hashtag Tanzi fans. Go to Eric Tanzi and Instill Distilling Company. Just write hashtag Tanzi fans. you got any specials running on the rum? I know they're in Wilmington now, right?
Yeah. So we sold out of the spiced rum. Yeah. I think there's like 10 bottles left, and it's at a store on 4042 outside of Clayton on your way to Wilmington.
Okay.
But we just got picked up by Wilmington, Hanover County. They're bringing in 5 cases. We're releasing our second batch of spiced rum next week.
Yeah. And
hopefully in the next 2 weeks it'll be down in Wilmington. But it's definitely going to be in the Raleigh area, the Moore County.
Hell yeah. We're changing lives, dude. Lead Slingers is in all the stores. Now we got Instill rum in all the stores. I like it, dude.
Good.
I like it a lot. I like when you're on the show, man. You're a fucking great dude and a hilarious guy. So what we're going to do is we're gonna start with some call-ins here in a second. Before we went on air, and I said I would bring this up, Dan, Gray Pubes is the end.
Well, Joe Rogan does a good bit on that. Like, there's... there's only so much energy in your body, and your body starts to have to use more energy to do other things, like keep your fucking heart beating. And it's just like, fuck making ball hair color. We're done with that.
Right.
But like I said, I've got a lot
Did he say he has gray pubes?
He didn't say... I don't remember. This was like fucking 10 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
But I've got a lot of beef down there.
Yeah.
So I got to keep it proper. So, you know, nice trim and then maybe a little Just For Men, just in case. It hasn't come to that yet, but if it does... I don't know what color I'm going to go yet.
It's a decision.
Well, look at my face.
Can I say red? Yeah, I'd go red hair.
But it's red, blonde, brown, and gray now.
Right.
And then every part of my face is a different color. It's fucking ridiculous. I'm like a calico cat, for Christ's sake.
You're complex, like a fine wine.
Yeah.
Layers.
No, it's not like
that. I'd go red pubes.
It's more like a dumpster full of a bunch of randomly assorted garbage.
Yeah, it'll make a white dick look more... palpable, I think.
I don't think so.
No?
No one wants to see red pubes.
Maybe they do, they don't.
I don't know.
Ask Carrot Top. You know? I'm sure that motherfucker's got a whole goddamn treasure trove of red pubes down there.
I'm guessing If you laid out all of his sexual partners, at least 30% of them, there was some financial compensation.
No, I actually know his ex-girlfriend was my agent. I can say it now. She's not my agent anymore, but she was. And she was fucking normal. And I was like, what's the story? Because he was jacked. He was just doing steroids at the time, you know? Jacked up. He was making, like, at his height, I don't know what he's making now, he was making, like, $30 million a year. And they would just go out, and she'd be like, dude, let's just get fucked up and go shopping and buy just weird shit. She said he was cool as shit. So
that's not the point. He does seem cool.
Yeah.
But when you're an awkward character and you're that famous, it can be difficult to meet normal people.
C-top.
Yeah.
It was C-top is what we call him. I say,
and then you get tired of that bullshit and just start buying hookers, I would imagine.
Yeah. And you're in Vegas. It's easier. Yeah. And you're performing that every night. Why not just send them up to
people
the
suite? People ask, like, if you're banging all the time, why would you still jerk off? Because sometimes it's just about me.
Yeah.
I want to take care of myself a
me
little bit.
Me time.
Yeah. And I don't want to have the added, you know, pressure or expectations from having to deal with the woman.
Yeah.
I just want to fucking pound off, wipe off my chest, get up and go to work.
Yeah, I have to wipe off my my face. Well, I shoot a little higher.
It depends on how far you kick your legs up over your head, I guess.
Yeah, I'm a pretty flexible guy. I don't want to say that I plank a lot, but I do.
Planking does not help with flexibility.
It sure does, my
core
man.
Strength.
My core strength's amazing.
Yeah,
Every single muscle in my body. I've always told my friends, look, you get gray pubes, that's the end of life. You better be married at that point. Or you start to get into even prostitutes where they're like, oh, man, I'm fucking an old dude.
No, you just go just for men, man.
It's too tough to keep up with.
No.
Depending upon what that growth is like, I would imagine.
Yeah, I hire someone.
You got a pube guy?
It's not a guy, but yeah.
You got a pube girl?
It's not a girl either.
I've,
the person is gender neutral.
Great. Of course.
Or fluid. I don't know what it is.
Either way. You got great pubes, Tansy?
I'm just ashamed because I shave my pubes because my dick's so small that if I don't...
Yeah, it's going to be real tiny.
You know what I mean?
I understand that.
It looks bigger when I shave it.
Force perspective.
Yeah. Ray Cash Care was on here. And
yeah, he goes full fucking shave, too.
He goes full fulcrum. He goes full
nude. I
do. I don't know.
It's too much work
for
me.
This spiraled into this because this is what we were talking about before we went on air. But I think it's important because if you're out there and you're dating and you have gray pubes, it's musical chairs time at that point. You better lock that one down because it's going to be a rough road. That's what I always say about my friends who are going bald, too. I let them know. I'm like, hey, man. Club life is going to be over after that. You're going to be the bald guy in the club. It's time to impregnate who you can and move on with your life.
There's a certain amount of income that makes none of that matter.
Correct. And that's the final stipulation. I say, unless you're rich.
Yeah.
Because if you're rich, then that supersedes everything and it really doesn't matter. Now, if you're not, fucking find the next one out, dude, and don't pull out and then hope for the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
My
wife's brother is having a kid. And he's bald.
Okay.
He's bald at like 30. And wow. I told him, I was like, hey, man, it's time now. Pick whoever's left on the dance floor. And yeah, because otherwise it's going to be a hard knock life at 30, bald.
Yeah.
You know, do what you can out there. Today, again, we're doing crazy stories from first responders. Tansy, let's start with you before we get to these call-ins. You had a crazy fucking gang story.
Man, I got so many crazy gang stories, and I couldn't narrow it down, but I think we were talking earlier, so then I was like, I had an idea of the story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not that crazy, but I think it fits.
I laughed my ass off.
It's just a story.
Yeah.
It's a story. But
tell people where you were working.
Well, I was a Raleigh police officer, capital city of North Carolina.
Yep.
You know, and I worked in the undesirable side of town, unless you're just into hookers and cocaine.
Sure. A lot of white people.
So
I'm into hookers and cocaine.
No, not a lot of white people. The cool thing about white people is when they were there, they were breaking the law. So it was easy.
Really?
You know what I mean? Like you see them, you're like, oh, good, got one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like
diversity.
Diversity.
Yeah.
Still never had an Asian though. Never arrested an Asian.
We'll go grab one after the show.
Yeah, we'll find one.
Sure.
We'll find one.
But a lot of gang members over there, and Raleigh being that it's halfway, I guess, to Florida on 95, off of 95.
That's a big
past,
drug fucking
New York.
Stop,
like it's a good stop, you know.
Yep.
So we got some pretty good gang members that come through there, high ranking ones, and they hang out.
Uh-huh.
They come and go. And one of them was, I would say he was probably the second highest ranked gang member in Raleigh.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, he's a pretty big guy. And I'll call him Marley for the story. That may or may not be his actual real name.
Hey, who knows?
But I don't care about him. So.
Is he a dog?
Well,
Marley and Me.
I guess
nailed
like
it.
Like a G doll.
Is he reggae?
Was Owen Wilson reggae involved on the weekends?
We did have dreads, big long dreads.
Was Owen Wilson involved in this at all?
No, I wish.
What about Jay Anus?
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston.
I know. I knew you're talking about, but I wish she was involved in this.
Yeah,
story.
So do I. We all do.
She could be in
even
every
at
story.
50. She looks great.
Man, is smoke.
Is she going to remarry Brad Pitt?
I hope so.
It looks like
we all
it,
want.
That's a beautiful couple.
It's what we all want in America.
I'd watch that sex tape.
Fuck yeah. All day.
I would
night.
Watch. I don't know which part of that sex. Yeah, right. I don't know what would get me.
I would watch any sex tape with either one of those people.
Sure.
Same.
Even if it was like, let's say Brad Pitt and John Hamm, two really good looking dudes. It's. Like Daniel Tosh used to say, it's just art at that point.
It is.
Like, keep your mouth shut and enjoy the show.
By Did Owen Wilson do a sex tape?
No.
Because I'd watch that, too.
I
want to watch
in
him
real
eat
life?
Pussy, to be honest.
I wonder if his penis ass. Matches his nose.
He's a
rimmer.
How does he get in here, though?
That's why his nose is crooked.
Is it?
He's all rim, dude. Him and Benicio del Toro, all they believe in is rimmers, dude.
Really?
Yeah. Brad
how do you
Pitt,
know that?
Way?
Like, how do you get that information?
Page 6.
You got some friends.
Page
6. I'm not going to give up any secrets, but I caught his brother fucking somebody too.
Anyway, Marley, the drug dealer.
Yeah. So we have a popular spot on Newbern Avenue, a little place called the Library.
Is it literally the library?
It's the library.
Oh, okay, great.
And the library closes at like 9.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't get about criminals. It's zero common sense. But we patrol the library parking lot because it's the library parking lot.
Yeah.
And that makes sense that it's part of your routine to check it.
Yep.
So anytime there's somebody back behind the library, they're always fucking.
Ah.
Because there's like a wall, like a retention wall.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
they just feel like maybe nobody's going to see you. And so what we normally do is one person will go back there, and you can kind of see back there before you get back there.
Sure.
And if you see a car, you've got to let the next guy close by. You get on the radio and you say, yo, got one behind the library. Anybody around? We park out front. You walk up on it. You watch them fuck for a second. Then you hit them with that light.
Boop, boop.
It's an embarrassing. Yeah. No. Your flashlight.
Oh.
Leave the car is way out.
Really?
Yeah. You want to see it for a minute.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You want to see it for a minute for your record purposes or just to see it?
I mean, who doesn't want to watch two people fucking in a car?
I agree with him. Even in Vegas the other day, I stopped at the room two down from us getting off the elevator. Just hardcore graphic fucking.
Yeah,
this woman was screaming at the top of her lungs. I stayed outside the door. Another guy came up, a stranger.
The guy in the 49ers jersey. Yeah.
Both of us stayed. I don't know him. Right. We're two just dudes bro-ing down over two people fucking.
Yeah.
I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
So, my partner at the time, she walks up on the car and she's like, Tansy, I got one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, I'm coming to you. Is it a good one? She goes, I think you're going to like this. This is how creepy she was. She walked up, saw it, walked away, called me, and then I get there.
Okay.
And so she's like, I'm going to let you go. Trust me. And so Marley's got tattoos all over his face, all over his neck.
So it's hard to distinguish him from other people.
Right. You know Marley when you see Marley. And they're just ridiculous tattoos at that. So I go to the window, I look, and I mean, he's head back.
Yeah.
And another dude's just give him the jibber.
Another dude is blowing him.
Yep. Another dude's giving him the old B-jibs.
How long did you watch that?
No, just seconds. Seconds.
You sure?
By seconds, I mean minutes.
Yep.
No.
By minutes,
no.
You mean hours.
But now thinking back on it, man, that's a long jib. Because she saw it, walk back, called me, and I was still probably, I was at the cookout, so I was probably one block away.
Okay.
So maybe 2 or 3 minute jibs.
Yeah.
It's longer than I last.
Wow.
But anyway, so I hit him with the flashlight, real bright flashlight.
That's not a long time to get your dick sucked, by the way, no. Sorry. It's just not.
So I hit him with the flashlight, and, gracious. And, guy whips up, the guy blowing him. And I go, come on, Marley, get out of the car. And he's like, man, come on, don't be using my government name. And I'm like, Marley, get out of the car.
Yeah.
And he's like, man, what? And I was like, come around. He's like, come on, Tanny. Come on, man.
Oh, so he knows you.
Oh, yeah. But they call me Tanny. All of them do.
Why?
I don't know. Tansy seems hard, I guess. They all call me Tanny.
It's just an S.
There was actually a hostage situation one time, and it was an all-day event. And they had to call me and say, look, this guy's not going to come out unless Tanny comes here to pull him out. So he came out. The SWAT team got all around me, and we moved up, and he came out. Tanny, help me. Help me, Lord Tanny. So he's like, come on, Tanny, man, don't do me like this. I'm like, Marley. Is that your boyfriend, or are you paying for that? And he goes, man, I ain't no faggot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I didn't. That's not what I asked.
Yeah.
And I'm like tapping my body camera. Like, I did not ask him if he was a faggot.
Yeah.
So I said, no, man. I really need to know. It's like, is this like a relationship style thing, or are we paying for this? Is this a prostitution thing? Because it matters, right?
It does.
Like, if it's just two dudes blowing each other, I can be like, hey, man, like,
get the fuck out.
Don't
here,
blow yeah. each other right here. But if they're like, and it's on body camera, and so that's another thing about the body camera thing is you can't just let things go anymore.
Ah,
if it's at a certain level,
If they audit that, then I'm in trouble for, you know. Whatever. So I'm like, hey man, I really need to know. And I'm kind of like looking, like,
yo, play, hey man, you're on video.
Play to this.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm like, I need to know. Are you dating this guy? Is this a relationship thing, or are you paying for sex? And he goes, man, I ain't no faggot. I done told you, Tanny.
Yeah.
I said, all right. So you're paying for it? And he goes, yeah, man. Come on, Tanny. You ain't no. Come on, man. And I go, all right. Well, if you're paying for it, turn around, put your hands behind your back. He's like, what? And I was like, bro, it's prostitution. He's like, no, wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait. I was like, dude, come on. Are you dating him, or are you paying him? And he was just like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on. And then he goes, I'm dating him. And I go, hey, man, what's this guy's name? He goes, oh.
He didn't know.
No, they fucking didn't know. But yeah, I didn't arrest him.
So he was just paying a dude to get blown.
Oh, yeah. Second highest ranking gang member in Raleigh.
Can't you use
blown
that
by another dude
to you know, get some fucking informants out of him and shit like that?
Was that a thought? So like, let me tell you this. If you were the second highest ranking gang member in Raleigh and you are not in prison, that's because you are already snitching a lot.
Got it.
I mean, then that's what's always crazy too, is if you're a gang member and you're on the street, it's because you're snitching. Because everybody knows you're robbing shit.
Like, right.
We can follow you all the day long. I mean, it's because they're snitching.
No shit.
I've never interviewed not one, out of hundreds of gang members, I've never interviewed one that didn't snitch. Not one.
Really?
Not one.
So like,
it's not even hard.
The Tekashi 6ix9ine thing, right? Like,
sure.
That motherfucker gave up everybody.
Right. They always do. It's part of their culture.
Mm.
It's part of the culture. So gang culture is just like, nah, the lower ranking guys are going to take it.
Oh, I mean, even the mafia is like that now.
Yeah.
So
that's old America.
Yeah, there's no snitches get stitches. It's snitches get riches.
Yeah, goddamn right. Goddamn right. We'll do our first sponsor and then we'll hop into the calls. You want to get the first person on the air? Ghostbed.com/drinking bros. I would love to give you some promo codes and tell you that everything's going to be all right. The best I can do for you is say that everything is 25% off right now. Beds, pillows, sheets, you name it. All of it is 25% off at ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. They're doing this the entire month. They said, fuck it. We're going all in. I don't know how they're making money, especially because that 36-month pay-as-you-go program, no interest, is still applicable with this fucking deal. So not only are you getting 25% off of everything, but then you can use the 36-month pay-as-you-go program with it. That's everything. Adjustable bases, mattresses, even like the fucking Ghost Lux mattresses, like the bomb-ass ones. It's crazy. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. Get on this fucking deal. I don't know when they change these things or how often, but I think they're doing it all through the month of February. So... Fucking ants. Who do we got up first?
I think it's Mattress History Month, if I'm not mistaken.
Is it?
Is that right?
That was Black History Month.
No.
It might be Mattress History Month. Nailed it. We got that ham horn out today.
Let's see.
You can't get in shape because...
God damn
let's
it.
Let's see.
Trying to make a phone call here.
Maxwell Alexander. Is that the first one you got?
Yeah.
I like somebody who uses Maxwell like that.
Instead of Max.
It's powerful. It's saying, hey, man, I grew up. You know? As a kid, if your name is Maxwell as a kid, you're not using Maxwell.
No.
Because you're getting made fun of and shit. You're going, Max, man, Max Attacks.
Fucking,
man, I'm fucking Max Attacks, bro.
Well, we're calling
to the Max. I'm fucking maxing out right now today. Then later on in life.
What if his name was Maximilian?
Might be.
No, I mean, like, would you go by that as a child?
Maximilian?
Fuck yeah.
I would if it's a million.
Yeah,
that'd be a pretty hard flex for a fucking toddler.
Yeah. Great tip.
Hello?
Great
Maxwell, this is Drinker Bros. What's up, bitch?
What's up, man?
Yeah, welcome, Maxwell. Real quick, before we hop into your story here, Maxwell. Before we get on a tangents about what you did, what you saw, what you witnessed, I want to get into your first name, Maxwell. I said as a kid,
yes, sir.
As a kid, you probably went by Max, right? Because Maxwell's too.
Yeah.
I knew it. And then later on in life, you flexed, and you're like, fuck you, it's Maxwell.
Yeah, so it's actually funny you bring it up. My dad's here right now, and he wanted to name me Maximilian, but he said in case I ended up, like, retarded or with a disability, I didn't have to spell out the entire thing.
By the way, Dan called that right before he got on the air. When you hear the show live back, no lie, we just had this exact story, and Dan goes, dude, I bet you it's Maximilian. That's fucking awesome, man. What do you do in the first responder community?
So currently I am a police officer for the DOD, but my story comes from I was an officer with a public safety department for a college in New York.
Oh, hell yeah. Which college?
Do you know RIT? It's in Rochester.
I do, actually. Tiny school, but I'm surprised shit goes off there. The winters are brutal up there.
Oh, bro, it's fucking terrible here.
Yeah, it's awful. Fire away. What happened up there?
So it was actually my third day there. I was still on FTO, and it was kind of funny. So you went to Ohio State, right?
I did, yeah.
So that's obviously a big campus. So even on a small campus like RIT, we had an ambulance agency there. And right before the call, they called us to jumpstart their ambulance. And thank God we did.
Are you serious?
No, I am dead ass serious. So we had to go there, jump their shit off of an ambulance. And 5 minutes after, I'm drinking my coffee, thinking it's being like a chill day, because it was actually on Halloween. I'll remember this forever. And we're just driving around. I'm going down the road. We get a call for an unknown medical, and the guy over the radio, he was just walking in one of the quads. And he was like, not conscious, not alert, not breathing. And like you could tell in his voice, he was pretty worried.
Uh-huh.
So we just gunned it there. I was with my FTO, and we get there. The dude's doing CPR on the guy, and we're like, what the fuck is going on? And we just start setting up a perimeter, and he's just like, I don't know. There's blood everywhere. And come to find out, the dorm buildings are pretty big there, so I think the tallest one was 12 stories where we were at. And found out he had a one-man diving competition off the 12th story.
Whoa.
Just fucking splintered.
Did he win?
Oh, yeah. It was a solid 9 out of 10. Nice. Nailed the backflip.
Not bad.
How gruesome was it?
So this is the fucked up part. Since it was Halloween, nobody apparently saw him jump, and they thought he was a Halloween prop.
Oh, my God. That's like that fucking magician that died on stage back in the 70s, 60s, or 70s, and everybody thought it was part of a gag, and then all of a sudden he didn't get up, and everybody started gasping and shit. Did you ever see that?
Yeah, drowning in a tank or something?
No. He was standing on stage, and he collapsed, and everybody started laughing because he did a lot of physical comedy, and then he just kept falling further and further down. He was having a heart attack. He died on stage right there in front of everybody.
Oh, man.
I mean, it was a good magic trick.
Yeah. Well, did Homeboy live?
No. We after the text got done, they were fucking picking up teeth for hours. And then I was talking to the guy after who was doing CPR on him. He's like, yeah, it was like doing CPR into a fucking bag of Play-Doh. And
God damn it.
Not funny part, but afterwards we had to go to his apartment and wait for investigators to get there, and his roommate was there too, and he's like, he didn't really speak English that well, and he's like, yeah, what's going on? I'm like, yeah, it's regarding your roommate, and he just kept digging at us, like, what's going on? And it's like, your roommate got hurt pretty bad, and he just points at his roommate's room. He's just like, in broken English, he's like, if he's dead, does that mean I get the extra room now?
No way.
So, I mean, he got it.
Somebody got pushed out the window.
Well, he got the room.
It was Tommy Cooper.
Yeah.
In Her Majesty's Theater in London.
Okay.
And then for a solid like, week after that, we had to do special attention checks with the dorms each month. Because, like, on a serious note, like, all colleges are pretty bad with, like, suicide and suicide attempts. So, like, they were afraid of somebody, like, getting sad about the suicide and eating themselves off of building themselves.
Really?
So, yeah, we had to do special attention checks, go make sure all the dorm windows were locked and nobody He broke the window open with a screwdriver, and he just fucking flopped out.
Well, you're not gonna fucking shit. With random patrols. You're not gonna stop people from killing themselves. Come on.
No.
Hey, you're preaching to the choir here.
Yeah.
Like I said, my dad sitting next to me. He was on the job, and he's just shaking his head like, "No, it's not gonna do shit."
Yeah. Fuck that.
Here's what I never understood is like you take Ohio State for example. I don't remember any suicides simply because it was too much fun every single day. If you're in a high pressured situation like MIT or fucking Harvard, I could understand that where you're not pulling the grades and, you know.
Or like Virginia Tech.
I'm not sure that you're going to know. Because
was like, if you look, not only was he mentally unhealthy, but his family, the pressure they had put on, not that that's an excuse for it to be a mass shooter or whatever the fuck.
No.
But the pressure that kid was under was immense, apparently.
But by the way, there is a lot of suicides at Virginia Tech. It's one of the top... God damn it.
Agriculture?
No.
Engineering?
Engineering school. It's one of the top engineering schools in the country. Like, that is high pressure situation. But, like, if you're going to Rochester, for example, what are you killing yourself there for? I mean, fuck.
Yeah. I mean, because you're in Rochester.
Yeah.
And it's cold as fuck. Yeah. Speaking of that, are you and your dad Bills fans or what?
Bills fans, yep.
You guys jump through tables or how does that work?
I'm more than wild. I don't jump through anything, but it's a good time.
Yeah, I like Josh Allen, by the way. I think he's going to be good.
Oh, I think next couple seasons can be good to go.
Yeah, you guys need some receivers, though, and maybe a tight end up there. But defense is great. Josh Allen's fun to watch. Frank Gore needs to retire, though.
Well, he's 65 years old. He's waiting for that AARP check to come
in. And Keith Richards are still rocking it.
Yeah.
Hey, once he gets that early bird special, he's out.
Goddamn right. Maxwell, appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for listening to the show, and thanks for giving us some of your time today.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. You guys have a good day.
You too, buddy.
You know, I don't know, Ross, that you say, like, Ohio State. Mm-hmm. A lot of people probably do commit suicide there. You just don't know about
because
it.
Because it's a massive
they're not
fucking
gonna,
school.
They're not going to talk about
it. It's too much fucking fun.
Because, like NC State happens all the time.
I never heard about it. But
we don't talk about it. Nobody's going to talk about it.
So kids did die, obviously.
Sure.
But usually it was from partying.
Or AIDS.
Right. Yeah. One of the two where it was just like, all right,
there was
great.
A big AIDS epidemic there, if I'm not mistaken.
You were definitely mistaken.
Ohio State's in sub-Saharan Africa, right?
Nope. Nowhere near it. Nowhere near it.
Not a gun. Like Trump, I'm not very good at geography. So.
No. Mark Nicholas, is that up next?
Yeah.
Fire away with Hamark. I thought I had AIDS there once.
Yes. Did you?
I know.
Hello?
Mark.
Nicholas.
Yes.
Ross.
Ross.
Dan.
How are you? Welcome to Drinking Bros. How's it going, man?
Doing good, man. Just fucking taking care of a sick daughter.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Fucking flu.
Well, you're going to have the flu then.
Fucking flu, yeah. So you're going to be sick too.
Goddamn, I know.
Or are you guys all dressed up like Chinesers over there with your face mask on?
Yeah,
how's it going?
You doing coronavirus style? You got a mask on?
Negative. Yingling.
Oh.
So you're in...
is that Chinese?
Are you in Pennsylvania then?
Absolutely no. I'm in Alabama.
Oh, God.
All right. Great. Where out in Alabama, by the way?
Just outside of Montgomery.
Oh, okay, cool. We got a bunch of people we hate in Alabama, so.
Yeah, I know. I'm interested to hear that story.
Oh, I'll be happy to tell you after this show's over. What do you do, first responder-wise?
I'm actually an investigator now, but I've done everything from patrol, ride motorcycles, motors, traffic enforcement, to supervisor and patrol.
Hell yeah. What's your story?
Well, this is actually when I was in patrol for like a year straight after my first divorce, it seemed like all I could do is catch people fucking. Like some people caught dope, some people caught, you know, guns. For like a year straight, I just caught people fucking. So I was working overtime and we actually had this show like Cops, but it was called like the local police department that they air on. Like the local Fox show.
Yeah.
And I told the guy with the camera, I was like, hey, you want to ride overtime with people? I said, I guarantee you we're going to catch people having sex. And he was like, hell yeah, man. Like, hop in the car. So we go riding around, and sure enough, there's this Tahoe just shaking in this public park. And so I pulled up right beside him, turned on my spotlights, and the windows were tinted, and I said, hey, y'all get dressed, step out. And in the words of the dude from Deuce Bigelow, these were some huge bitches. And
really?
It was two women, and one of them had a strap-on, and you could clearly see it through her pants.
I can smell it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I can smell it.
God.
And so end up taking them to jail for just like public indecency or, you know, well, not even that. I think it was just trespassing because the park was closed. And the woman acted like I didn't know. She's like, sir, I don't know if you can know this, but I got a strap-on on. And what will happen when I go to jail with a strap-on? And honest to God, this is what I told her because this is the truth. I said, you're not the first person I've arrested with a strap-on on. They're going to have to take it off of the jail. Yep. I'm going to impound it as public property or private property, and then you'll have to come back during normal business hours to pick up the strap-on.
Hang on, kids. Yeah. I've got to go back to the police station to sign out my strap-on, if you don't mind. Just wait.
You get it, right?
Absolutely.
Like, I'll take you to the dentist afterwards.
It was a monster.
What are we talking? A foot, foot and a half? How long was it?
Yeah, like a foot. I mean, like it was like I'm 6'5", and it was like almost as big as my forearm.
Whoa, Jesus. God damn it, man.
Well, that's what you're saying is that wasn't their first go around.
Yeah,
exactly. And then all of that, this actually aired on this local cop show, the whole thing, and around her like midsection where the strap on was blurred the whole time whenever I was talking to her.
Well, I sure as shit hope so.
I had that. I had that on my DVR saved the whole time for like years until I got rid of cable.
What was the race of these women? Just out of curiosity.
African American.
Okay. Next question. When you catch people fucking in a car like that, in a strap-on situation, they've obviously got to pull it out of the vagina. What's that smell like in that car? Like when they roll down the windows, does that hit you right in the face?
Normally, especially when I know they're fucking, I give them their space because a lot of times when you're catching people screwing in public, it's always not the most attractive people. So I want to make sure they're clothed before I see them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Man, that's a great one. Last question. Have they ever come back and pick up the strap on?
Do not know that.
It's sitting in an evidence locker.
Yeah,
somewhere
I was going
right
to say, if that's the case, stinking up an evidence locker somewhere.
Absolutely.
If that's the case, I would have to imagine 9 out of 10 people probably don't come back to get their strap on, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, like, I arrested some chick that went supposedly trans, cross dressing, whatever. And she had a strap on, and some chick I knew from high school, and I didn't even recognize her. They said like, "Yeah, you're looking for the female," and she's dressed like a dude. She almost got away from cashing bad checks because I was looking for a female. She's dressed like a dude. She had a strap on, so it's like I said, it's not the first time, and I guarantee you, it's not my last. And I'll probably arrest people with strap on.
Oh, God bless you, sir. You said you're on your first divorce. How many are you through right now? I'm guessing 3.
Oh, goddamn, no. Not close. I'm on 2, but I am in a serious relationship now, so.
Okay.
Fuck, yeah.
So the third one's coming, then, is what you're saying.
Possibly, but I learned from my second one is do not marry another cop, so.
Ooh. All right. Hey, yep. did you fuck her in the police car? That's what I always ask.
No.
Goddamn, no comment. No.
Just say
there
no.
It is.
Really?
There it
just
is.
Say no.
Dude, I'm so disgusted.
I would be afraid for a so Super dirty. Troopers incident where you both get locked in the back seat or something like that.
Well, that's something you don't understand is you don't do it in the back seat where everybody's been like fucking nasty and shit.
Yeah.
And then you don't use, and this has been asked several times, do not use your duty cuffs for the bedroom.
No, why?
That's fucking
gross.
Disgusting.
It's so bad.
Yeah, also, I learned recently that curling irons are for external use only.
Yeah.
Yep.
I learned it by reading it.
Of course.
But there are other ways to learn that as well.
Yeah.
Well, somebody had to find out the hard way.
Someone did. You know? I'm sure Ben Franklin got electrocuted a bunch of times before he finally figured out
electricity. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that at first he needed both of his hands to take notes, so he was wrapping the cable around his dick.
Yep.
And there's a key.
Had to.
Like, it's getting struck by lightning repeatedly, and his dick is just getting bigger and bigger. Then he had to go to France and fuck that old lady for a while. That's what happens.
Why do you think lightning rod looks like dicks?
Yeah. Goddamn right. Goddamn right. Well, Mark, we appreciate it. Thanks for the time today, man. Great story.
Awesome, man. Have a good one.
All right. Take care. Matt Smart is up next.
Yep. I'm a big Ben Franklin buff, by the way.
Big. Dude, so there is a podcast called, like, it's scripted. It's called Young Benjamin Franklin.
He was a very enigmatic character. Like, he could write in different languages with opposite hands at the same time.
Yeah.
He knew, like, all kinds of shit. Scientist, inventor, politician, statesman.
Yeah, brilliant man.
Adulterer. Like, the whole thing.
The whole thing. He did you have to be.
Yeah.
You have to be at that
All right, we're going to call him Matt Smart.
Hey, listen. Smart. I drove all the way from Clayton.
Yeah.
I got to take a leak.
Go ahead.
Claytona Beach. Go ahead. Yeah. Go. It's drinking, bros. Of course you can piss.
Hello.
Hi.
Is this Matt Smart?
It is.
Ross Patterson and D'Anthony Holloway. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. Living the dream.
Hell yeah, you are.
Anytime anybody says they're living the dream, they're doing the opposite of that, by the way. So.
Are you really living the dream, Matt?
Yeah, I am, actually.
That's great. That's great. I'd love to hear that, actually. What do you do, first responder-wise?
I was an EMT for a little bit down in Big City. The only story, that crazy story that stuck out is the K2, when we had that K2 epidemic up in New York.
Yeah.
So it was my second week on the job down there, and we just got on shift, get calls to this overdose, and it's always on the third story.
K2, by the way, for the audience, is spice. That fake weed shit you smoke.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous up here. And so PD was already on scene, and they come out laughing. They're like, all right, you're going to need your knock box to knock her out. I was like, all right, cool. So my medic grabbed the knock box. We walk upstairs. And there's this 300-pound female, naked, dancing all over the floor, grinding on broken CDs, all over the floor, all over everything, everybody, trying to hit on my partner. And come to find out, she ended up dipping in formaldehyde.
Ooh, God.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty common. I've smoked cigarettes dipped in formaldehyde before.
Have you?
When I was a teenager.
Yeah. They call it the boat, right?
Something like that, yeah. It's almost,
riding the boat.
Yeah, it's a weird high.
And it's not actually formaldehyde. It's PCP. They just called it formaldehyde.
Well, okay. I'm a big PCP fan.
Right. Yeah.
Well, sure.
That's different than formaldehyde. There we go.
Well, it isn't.
Continue, sir.
So we're sitting there, and we're trying to, like, talk her down because we don't want to use meds and stuff. So
what do you do? What's your knock box, by the way? Is it, like, a fucking syringe full of Secanol or something? What is it?
It's it was Halidol, Versed, and Benadryl.
Oh, Benadryl, huh?
So it's three that burn at different fucking metabolic rates. That's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. We call it the cocktail up here.
Why? Can you mail some of the cocktail down here, please?
Thank you. I wish. When I start riding on a rig again, I'll send you one.
There we go.
And a bottle of lean. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not popular up here. I'm by Fort Drum, so. Yeah. Asshole army.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we end up injecting her with the cocktail, and she goes down like a sack of potatoes. And so me and my partner have to carry this 300-plus woman downstairs as she's fighting us. And then the police are just sitting there laughing, staring at us, because, you know, that's what they do. They're just laughing, and then finally fire end up pulling up and then helped us to the 5 feet extra.
You should have put her – was it, like, upstairs? Because you should have just put her on a backboard and slid her down the stairs. That's what I would have done.
We were thinking about that.
Yeah.
But – you know, we had to, she started going to VTAC really fast, starting to respiratory.
Yeah,
she was going to respiratory distress because of all that.
What are you going to do?
That's
why I keep a kiddie pool in the back of my car.
You have to.
So I could just blow it up, fill it full of water, and throw people out windows into it.
You have to.
Actually, that's a good idea. We might have to do that up here now when we start partying. Well, all these new privates up here need to learn.
Where are you? Waterton, I think I saw?
Yeah, I'm in Watertown.
So okay. is it like, what's the temperature there right now?
We're sitting at 28.
Mm. Oof.
So that water's going to freeze up, so she's going to split her wig on the ice.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I mean, it's been warm. It's warm. When I first got up here, it was like negative 45.
Yeah. Mm. Global warming. Look, it works. A lot of people's, Greta Thunberg always talks shit about it.
Everybody's always complaining about being cold and shit. Like,
I'd rather be warmer.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Rather be warmer. Did homegirl live, by the way?
Yeah, she ended up living. She's
Lizzo. She's got a promising fucking rap career now.
I mean, she was higher than a kite after, but yeah, she ended up living.
Okay.
He sounds so disappointed. He's like, yeah, she's still living.
Yeah, she's still alive. Whatever.
It was the first call of the day. You know, you can't get your rig set up, and then. You get a call for this, and you're just like, it just sets the tone for the day when you get one of those.
Yeah.
I'd rather have had a cardiac arrest than have to deal with a K2 overdose.
Yeah.
Since you're a medic, can I ask him a question? Right?
Fire away.
Right, yeah. So for you guys, like, if I have somebody that's been shot or stabbed and it's super gruesome and it's at the beginning of the shift and they fuck everything up from the beginning of the day, my day is still done because I'm going to probably work that case all day. For you guys, if you're like, you know, cutting somebody's chest open with bolt cutters and doing all that weird shit that y'all do, is your day over after that because of paperwork, or do y'all just hose out the van and go to the next?
Me, because I was a BMT basic, I didn't do the paperwork because it was an ALS. I was my partner. But basically, we restock our rig and go to the next call. So it's not like a day ender.
Drive on.
Okay. Yeah, it's not a day ender. Okay. If we just keep going on the grind, you know, the only bad part is if we have, like, kids, trauma to kids, is, like, we take ourselves out for a couple hours and then deal with that and then go back to work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't want to be distracted trying to do a fucking open chest fucking cavity operation on the fucking street.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, man, we appreciate the time today, sir, and best of luck out on these mean streets.
Yeah, enjoy that one.
Thanks. Right. Yeah, oh, I will. I will.
All right, see ya.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Bye, buddy. Man, 300 pounder. A lot of those.
Yeah, they're always 300 pounds.
Whenever I talk to any first responder, there's a lot of 300 pound stories.
It's 'cause I think it's a discipline thing.
It's weird. I guess I don't see that many obese people.
Because they're inside.
In my life, that's true. It's true. Weird. Let's get to our next sponsor real quick. Talking about, we had a new one, Vincero Watches. Yeah, look at this. Look at this. I'm going to hold this up to the audience here.
I got one of these bad balls.
Get a nice one shot, man. Get one of Dan's as well. Yeah, boom. Yeah, Tanzi, you're a guest. You don't get one.
I'm getting blinded by Vans. I know.
Blinded by the bling, my man.
It's a dope ass.
That's Vincero, V-I-N-C-E-R-O. Promo code Drinking Bros for 15% off. VinceroWatches.com. That's V-I-N-C-E-R-O. Look, we've partnered with Vincero. We couldn't be more excited because they're just dope-ass affordable watches. Again, the key is affordable on this shit. When we went with Raycon for the headphones, it was the same thing. We wanted things that were affordable, that were great, that lasted a long time, and you didn't have a problem with it. Same with the watches, man. We love these fucking watches. This shit is heavy, too, by the way.
It is, yeah. You can tell that it's not a piece of shit. It's legit.
Yeah, it's almost as heavy as a Breitling, to be honest with you. And they're fucking great.
And there's, like, you can select all kinds of different bands and stuff like that. It's not like...
What'd you go with there?
I've got, I don't know the model name, but it's rose gold, and it has, like, a fucking, some kind of rubber
band. Oh, that's
band,
dope, dude.
But it's thick as shit.
Yeah, I went with, it's called the Blue Steel. No lie. I went with the Blue Steel on this one. Vincero, look, they create exceptionally crafted watches, and they just do it without breaking the bank. The guys over there at the team sent us these. We got to pick them out. They were kind enough to let us do it. And, man, they're just fucking awesome watches. So
yeah, and if you go into some department store and buy a watch, usually if you buy one in this price range, it's going to be a cheap piece of shit. This is not.
This is not.
There's a fucking market difference between affordable and cheap. Sure. Always know the difference when you're going to go buy a product. That's why we market things like Ghostbed and Raycon and all these other products, because they actually work.
Yes.
And it's not some fucking giant conglomerate company that's trying to rape you for every dollar.
Yeah, and you always need a good watch. Vincero's got over 20,000 five-star reviews from verified customers. You can read them all yourself. Again, we test out all these products before they come in, make sure that they're cool. But everybody asks us about watches all the time, but we don't know. We just don't know that many watch companies. And then Vincero hit us up, and we're like, hey, well, send us the watches. The watches were dope as fuck. So go to Vincero.com. That's V-I-N-C-E-R-O.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will get you 15% off. Plus, they cover all the shipping costs.
Yeah, don't be a dickhole. Don't go pay full price at some store for these watches.
Don't do it.
Use our code Drinking Bros, Vincero.com.
Free shipping. They offer a 30-day return, and they guarantee your watch for 2 years.
Yeah.
Who else does that? Not a lot of fucking people do.
No.
So go to VinceroWatches.com, dude, and promo code Drinking Bros will get you 15% off. Boom, bangers. I like mine. I always wear mine loose, dude.
Same, yeah. I like my watch to be loose.
I don't know why. So people call me white trash for doing it. I'm like, fuck you, dude.
It depends on what I'm wearing. If I'm wearing a suit, then I won't wear it loose.
But yeah,
if I'm
yeah.
just wearing normal clothes,
same,
then I do, yeah.
Same, yeah. I'm the same. Who do we got up next here on the call sheet?
Mike Hines.
Mike Hines.
I don't think he's in line to get any of that money, though.
Mike Hines? Probably not. Yeah. From the Hines family? We'll ask.
Well, the Kerry Hines.
We'll ask. What if he was?
Then we'll rob that bitch.
What if he's like, yo, man, I got ketchup all over this bitch.
We'll rob him. I'll steal all his ketchup. Ketchup doesn't go bad.
It never does.
No.
The color changes. I got some from Costco once in bulk.
That's not good.
Changed after 3 years, and I was like, eesh.
Well, you shouldn't probably be hanging on to ketchup for 3 years.
I was living in the same place. Ketchup is ketchup.
Hello?
Mike Hines.
Hey, Ross.
How are you, man? It's Ross and D'Anthony from Drinking Bros. What's going on?
I'm doing all right. Hey, you finished that Chesty Puller book I sent you?
Was that you sent in Chesty? It's on my desk.
It's right there, yeah.
It's on my desk right now.
Yep.
I'm about halfway through Chesty. It almost reads like Vandenham bragging about himself, Gene Vandenham.
Yeah, so you'll be proud that actually you and Jess, you're actually part of my morning routine while I'm making breakfast watching you guys.
Hell yeah, dude. We appreciate it. We're all on the same network now on Drinking Bros Podcast on YouTube. So we got Drinking Broettes, Ross Patterson Revolution, and Drinking Bros and Drinking Bros Sports on there. What do you do first responder wise?
So I am not currently a first responder. I'll take it back in time. From 2003 to 2008, I actually ran fire EMS in South Carolina.
Okay. Where out in South Carolina?
Myrtle Beach.
Ah, Myrtle. I bet you have got some fucked up stories then.
Yeah, that's a rough place.
Oh, dude, I used to run my own ambulance and rescue squad during all the biker weekends.
Oof. What's your story today?
So I'm going to take you back in time to 2008 to a call that I ran not even a week before Air Force basic training.
Okay.
So I think this is on a Friday. So that Monday, I just turned all my gear in. I'm driving to Camden for an event. So I'm halfway between Florence and Camden, and all of a sudden I see this small SUV start tumbling 360 down the road going towards Florence. Well, I still got my med kit in the back, so I figured take the next exit, go back around, see if I can do any help, so I'll be the first one there. Well, it turns out it was a two friends going, they were both fine, they were just scratched up and everything, so we got the one guy out, got him in the back of an ambulance, cleaning him up. And then next thing you know, we hear the telltale sign of airlocks breaking, locking up. What happened was there is a semi-truck with a full load of just construction lumber.
Jesus Christ.
Slammed on its brakes. Yeah. Slammed on its brakes, jackknifed, and ended up started going ass over tea kettle a couple of times into the center median. He hit the center median with the high tension wire so hard it actually forced him into the opposite lane of I-20, hitting two vehicles over there and then springing back upside down.
Holy shit.
And then it's me and like two other volunteers that just happened to be in our own private vehicles start running down the highway. I mean, we're talking, I'm in sandals and flip-flops, and he's in bunker gear. And we get to the cab. I'm still alive, but the whole thing is just crushed, and we can't get him out. And he expired there.
Fuck.
And then a week later, I was in Air Force Base training.
Wow, that's wild. So what do you do there? Anybody else pass away in this?
As far as I know, only he did. The other two kids were fine. The one girl had to be extricated with the jaws of life and hydraulic cutters, but.
Shit, that's fucking gnarly, man.
Yep. So it was kind of funny when they're in basic training and they tried to give me all the motive speeches of like you're gonna see this, that, the other thing, and I'm like I've already seen that, drill sergeant.
Yeah, you just saw it a week ago.
Yeah.
Man. Well, dude. Hey, we appreciate the time today, Mike. I appreciate it, brother. And dude, I'm halfway through Chesty Puller.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I support everything you guys do. Joe's not there, but about last time Joe was actually up in Washington, he actually sent me a video of him and all everybody in the Swiss actually toasting to my buddy Josh Carney, who died from cancer about a year and a half ago. He was down there with Paul Allen, Fire Rescue at Midway. He was also an Air Force veteran, too. So after that, everything you guys do, I support.
Hey, man, we greatly appreciate it, dude. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting the show, man. Have a great day, buddy.
All right, take it easy, man.
All right, yep. Take care. Before we call Thomas Turkington, who's the next one here, I saved somebody the other night. I saved a left the other night.
Did you really?
I did. It was pouring, and a guy had – we saw him driving to a ditch. It was just me and Jesse.
Okay.
We were on a date, and it was after a movie. We went to a movie. and guy went into the ditch. I was literally the only car on the road. So I pulled over. It's raining, pouring down rain. I jumped in this ditch, like 12 feet, because I'm a hero, obviously.
Right, yeah.
And I pulled this guy out of the – he's all disoriented. I pull him out of the car. The police officer drives up maybe 2 minutes later. Somebody had seen it on the other side, I guess, passing right. And called a police cruiser out there. And I get out, and I drag this guy up the side of this fucking thing. And I was like, "You're okay?" And he's just like kind of stumbling around. He's like, "Yeah, yeah, I just think I'm in shock." And I look at the police officer. He just got his arms crossed, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm like, "Hey, man, aren't you going to do anything?" And he goes, "Yeah, I will." Right. And I was like, "What?" I mean, the guy ran into a ditch and everything sure. else, whatever. And he goes, "Smell his breath?"
Yeah.
And I go, "No." And he goes, "Cool, man. You know how many people go into this ditch because they're fucked up?" And he goes, "I probably pull someone out of here once every 2 days."
Dude, if you're a cop, you either love the DWIs or you loathe the DWIs.
He did not seem amped about it.
No, it's so much fucking work. Oh,
he just, I mean, it's pouring. He's taking his sweet old time.
He
right?
does not
Finally,
want
to I just looked at him and was like, "Hey, man, so I can just move on, right?"
Yeah.
Just like me being a hero and just get the fuck out of here. And he was just like, "Yeah, man, you're good.
Yep.
No, thank you," or "No, like, no." He would have rather not dealt with it and just had this guy sleep it off in the ditch.
Yeah. I came up on a highway one time and a car had wrecked in the median. And I get out of my cop car, and it's a stumbling white guy, and he's stumbling drunk towards me, and I'm like, "Oh, fuck, man." And I was on my way to get coffee and donuts at the Speedway.
Yeah.
And so I tell the guy, I said, "Look," and he's like squaring off on me. You know, like when a guy's trying to get that angle?
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Man, this guy's so fucked up that he thinks that I'm maybe trying to arrest him or something."
Yeah.
So I'm trying to calm him down. I'm like, "Look, man, one, you're not going to fight me. And two, I'm not going to arrest you. So let's just not even bring it up." So I'm like, "Hey, man, hey, calm down. Hey, look at me. You're hammered.
Yeah.
Your car's fucked. It's stuck. But a state trooper, if he comes down this highway, he's not going to give a fuck, and you're going to get a DWI. So why don't you take your keys and chuck them into those woods where I can see you chucking the keys, and I'll leave. But if you don't chuck your keys, it's going to be an issue. So what's it worth to you?"
Yeah.
This is before body cameras when you could do shit like that.
Right.
So he launches them, no big deal. And he goes, "Where do you want me to sleep?" I said, "I don't know, in the back of your truck, I guess."
Yeah.
"Wherever the fuck you want. You don't have any keys, so you can't get a DWI now. Congratulations. I helped you out."
Yeah.
I drive maybe a block up the road, get over to the Speedway. And state trooper gets on screaming for help on the radio. Got one running. Come to find out, he gets to the guy. That guy was wanted for attempted homicide out of South Carolina, and that truck was stolen.
No fucking way.
Yeah, man, I fucking didn't catch the end of that for a while. Try to do the right thing.
Well, Tansy, you can't.
Tried to be a hero.
Got to look out for yourself. You want to give a jangle to Thomas Turkington Jr.?
Yeah.
I'm always surprised when people put a junior on there. You know, I would want to be known as just the sole person.
Yeah,
that's just me.
That's
my
why,
own
like,
arrogance.
if you have a relative with the same exact name, I feel like it should be your duty to terminate them.
Yeah, and get rid of them so you can get take
their,
over. Now.
Yeah, you get their powers, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
The rest of the people in the world are not going to know you're a fucking junior.
It's like that movie, The One, with Jet Li.
Yes,
with all the multiverse, and you go kill all the other versions of yourself, and you become more powerful as you do it.
It's great.
It works here on Earth.
Yeah.
Nope.
Nope. Sorry, Thomas.
You fucked up.
Where's the ham horn?
Yeah, where's that ham horn at, brother?
I gotta dial another number. I don't have time.
Yeah,
yeah,
go ahead. You want to go down to Jack Marciniak?
That's probably not right.
Probably not. I've never seen a name like that. It's a lot of vowels, Jake. A lot of vowels in that last name.
I mean, you also called him Jack, so.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Well,
you were 0-2.
I've been drinking. I'm not going to apologize for it.
Hello?
Jake.
Yes, how you doing?
Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Drinking Bros. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How about you guys?
Good.
Fucking great, dude. We're drinking on a Wednesday afternoon here, close to 2 o'clock.
That's unfortunate. I'm heading to class right now.
Are you? What class is it?
This is my crime and justice class.
Oh, shit. All right.
Yeah.
Cool, man. What do you do in the first responder community?
So I'm an EMT in New Jersey. I started when I was about 16.
Oh,
and
shit.
And I've loved it ever since.
That's awesome, man. What's your crazy story?
So we had two CPRs in one night, And the first one didn't make it. It was an overdose for a 27-year-old guy. And that was my first fatality when I just, like, started working. And then right after that, we had a guy at a UPS facility who went down, and we did CPR. And we actually saved him, and that's my first homie save. So, you know, it turned out to be a good night in the end, but at first it started out pretty shitty.
Yeah. So you had your first fatality and your first, like, whatever you call bringing somebody back in the same night.
They call it How to Save a Life.
No.
Yeah,
it's, yeah, it's, and, so. I mean, it was incredible that it happened the same night. I couldn't believe it.
That's amazing. So, look, because a lot of EMTs are just like, yo, this job fucking sucks in the long haul. Just because you see so much. Is that why you're in school for something else right now?
So originally I came down here for school for nursing. Hated it.
Yeah.
It was a lot of females, which I'm okay with.
Yeah.
But the energy that was in all my nursing classes I did not like, and I hated all the science classes. So I switched to criminology, and I really like it. It's kind of like studying the, like, how crime presents itself in society and how we view crime and what's considered crime. And it's very interesting.
That's awesome, man. How long you been in Drinking Bros?
Maybe about a year.
Oh, right on, man. Welcome, dude. Welcome. Are you close to graduating?
No. I got like 2 more years.
That's not terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 2's less than 4.
Yeah, 2's less than 4. What do you eventually want to do in this life?
That's right. Well, I want to go into some sort of law enforcement. I also have a minor in psychology, so I want to try and work with children in some way, because that's kind of where you can steer people right the most amount of time.
Yeah, you should really be a Little League baseball coach.
Yeah.
A baseball coach. Yeah.
Little League baseball coach. It requires no degree, and usually at the end of the season, because I was one, you get a $10 gift card from Starbucks, usually from the team mom.
I would wear the shortest shorts.
Yeah, you would.
Like, to make everybody so uncomfortable.
With a cup?
With a cup,
With the biggest athletic protector I could find.
Cup check. Yeah. Cup check. Jake, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it. Proud of you for saving that life.
All right, thank you. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. The other one, I hope it haunts your dreams forever. Totally kidding, Jake. Bye, buddy.
Bye-bye.
See, occasionally there is good stories where you're like, all right, great.
Yeah.
Usually it's, somebody put a light bulb in their ass and they're trying to remove it. It broke. There's blood everywhere.
What was that guy who was doing the pickle jar thing that broke online? Oof, remember that?
Boy.
Yep. That was rough.
Found a ladle in a dude's ass one time.
Really?
Yeah.
What was he trying
ladle,
to?
Like a fucking ladle? Full soup ladle.
What You're was he kidding. Trying to scoop out of there?
Yeah.
Nothing. So my buddy was trying to transport him because he had warrants. And the guy was like, look, I got to go to the bathroom. And I was just checking officers standing off in the distance. And my buddy was like, nah, you're not going to the bathroom, man. Whatever you got, it's on you. We're thinking it's drugs, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, no, you don't understand, man. I have something in my ass. And we're like, what is that something? He's like, it's not drugs. And we're like, what is it? And he's like, it's a ladle.
So
we didn't know what a ladle was. We were like, what's a ladle? Because we're not...
Yeah, you're not soup connoisseurs.
I'm not thinking that it's a soup fucking ladle.
Sure.
I think it's like some kind of like gay sex.
How
toy.
Did you? Yeah. I have so many questions.
Sure.
So one, which end went in first?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Big end.
But
or
when he
end?
Pulled it out, a stream of like urine/shit came out of his butthole.
Oh, I bet you have to.
Hmm.
I wonder if he put it in there though, because maybe he put some soup in right into his beehole.
Yeah.
You ever thought about that?
I don't know.
Yeah, you did now.
Mm.
You did
the
now.
Old soup lid on the beehole.
Yeah. You want to give a shout out to Hank Thomas?
Yep.
Hank is a strong name for a man.
Ben Marsh says, stop telling people about the ladle in my ass.
Well,
he's a drinking bro.
Too bad, Ben.
Well, sorry, Ben.
Hank is a baby name is tough. As an old man, it's a great name, though. It's a powerful name.
Mm.
But baby Hank is always really weird.
I don't think you call him baby Hank.
You have to if he's
just call him Hank.
Yeah, that's
come on,
Hank.
Come on, old Hank. Let's change that diaper.
6-month-old Hank.
Come on, old Hank. Time to nurse. Get on Lisa's titty.
Hello, you've reached here.
Nope.
Ah, sorry, Hank. We'll go to Shane Helms now. Shane's got a Y in it. That's a different spelling for a dude.
Ooh, S-H-A-Y-N-E. Is it a girl? Yeah. Could be a girl.
Could
be.
No, it's a dude. I've got a theory on that.
On the name Shane with a Y?
No, on names that are spelled abnormally,
okay,
it's one of two things. One, either super young parents or a single mother. Every single time. Yeah. So let's figure it out here.
All right. Let's ask Shane.
If he answers the goddamn phone. If he answers the phone.
People get nervous, by the way.
Yeah.
I usually get DMs later and they're like, hey man, I couldn't answer. I was too nervous to get on the air.
Yeah.
Tell my story.
I get nervous just responding to a text that you send.
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh my God, you motherfucker.
You piece of shit, Shane. You deserve that. Why?
Yeah.
Let's try Ben Sloan.
Yep.
Ben Sloan, I think that's an Austin number. That's an Austin, Texas number.
Ben Sloan's a strong name.
It is.
Well, President Sloan.
Who's President Sloan?
No, I'm just saying, like, whenever I'm picking out names for my kids, I imagine what if they were a president, and how would their name come across if they were being introduced as a president?
You think there'll be a President Tansy one day?
No. Not a chance.
Never know.
Have you met my children?
No.
Savages.
This is Ben.
Ben.
Ben Sloan. What's up, man? It's Ross Patterson from Drinking Bros and Danny Holloway.
Oh, shit. What's up, my man?
What's up, dude? It says underneath your thing here, I'll pull up the juiciest horrors from the depths just for you guys.
Man.
Where are you at and what do you do?
Well, let's go back to my times when I was working in EMS in an undisclosed city in the great bluegrass state of Kentucky.
Oh, boy. A lot of meth there.
You know who else is from Kentucky? Yeah. Is everybody else from Kentucky.
Yep. Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali.
I don't think he's from Afghanistan, I believe.
No, that's a new and better version of him. Evidently, he just went over there and had some fun.
What do you got for us today, Ben?
Oh, man. Let's do some fun horrors. That's always a good go-to.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is about back in 2016, 2017, when evidently Spice was the newest, the biggest, best thing that ever hit the street. Marijuana was just a couple of dollars too expensive, and Spice, boy, you got a dollar in your pocket and you're good to go.
Yeah.
Well, every other corner of the street, there'd be a person standing by, and you just look at him, stare at him for about 10, 15 seconds, and boom, ball over on the ground. We're like, oh boy, we got another live one.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have to do anything. We just walk over there, he's just dead on the ground. Or so everybody thought he was. So, plenty of calling in. We just say, all right, pick him up, throw him in the back of the truck real quick, and let's see how far gone he is. And of course, 5 minutes later, that's when the real fun started. Perfect vomit fountain, doesn't Oof. It? Covered myself, covered all my friends, and my new partner who was with me, who's now one of my best friends, he didn't quite learn when to close his mouth.
Oh, God. Now, are you legally allowed to... Are you legally allowed to vomit back on the person if they vomit on you? I don't know.
Yeah, how does that work?
He tried hard. He about did. Mm. But he said he got a nice chunk in his mouth. Oh. And then he looked at me and he said, hey Ben, I'm going to have to step out for a second and clean myself. I'm like, okay, dude, you have fun with that. And later on he said, I found as much alcohol as I could swab in my mouth, and there's never enough. He said, still to this day, you can't... You can't be around many people vomiting.
That's horrifying.
It brings up the horrors.
Fuck. Oh, man. What is Spice exactly?
I don't know. It's like potpourri that you smoke, basically.
Yeah, it's a synthetic marijuana.
Yeah, there's like chemicals sprayed on it that get high. I can't believe that Spice was legal for all that time, and then bath salts were also legal. Like, you could go to head shops and shit popular. And buy that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's just something some kid developed in his grandma's basement and started selling to these, like, Indian and Arab fucking grocery stores or convenience stores.
Yeah.
And you just go in and buy it.
Yeah, dude.
So
it's so popular.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. We actually did a test on this one time. I took a bunch of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I snorted a whole bag of that shit. Bath salts.
Yeah.
In a controlled-ish environment.
Sure.
And then waited a couple of days and took a drug test to see what I would pop hot for. PCP was one of them. Crystal meth was one of them.
Really?
All sorts of shit. So I don't know if they're just, like, throwing a little bit of that stuff in there or if the chemical compounds are so similar that they actually pop for that. But either way, I felt like I was out of my goddamn mind.
Man.
Oh no, dude! It turns you pretty much into a zombie for a couple minutes. Since it's not illegal, you just do it wherever you want. You can buy it. You can make it in your house.
Yeah. And I'm an experienced hallucinator. It's on my business card. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
I've done LSDs over 700 times.
Yes.
So I know what.
Those are rookie numbers.
Yeah. Well, I'm working on it. So when I took this stuff, it was like, oh God.
Really?
Like there are points where I wasn't. It was like fucking Chris Tucker waking up in the chicken coop on Friday. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I didn't know where the fuck was or what was going on. And I'm like, holy shit, dude. Fucking time traveling over here.
Yeah.
But it was not fun. It was not fun because you come to in a panic almost. Because all the other, you're hallucinating and you've missed time. So it's like, oh, what?
Yeah. And anyway, how long does it last?
Exactly what would happen.
I don't really remember, dude.
Sometimes they last a while. Like, we've dealt with people on bath salts or on PCP that we never got them to come out with until we got to the hospital. And sometimes they come out of it like while we're physically trying to detain them.
Yeah.
We've had some really bad ones. That's why I would never try it. Just fuck, man. I've had some really bad calls with people on bath salts and shit.
Oh, yeesh. Yeah, dude.
Pretty stabbing much, themselves.
Be out for 5 minutes, come back up, be throwing up everywhere. They just specifically fight you because they're out of their minds and they don't know what the hell's going on.
Throwing up in your mouth, though, that's a new level, dude. A new level.
Yeah, and I think that's what like civilians don't understand about first responders in general is just how many times that you get blood, urine, shit, vomit on you in
that's
your career.
How many nasty motherfuckers
there is. If you don't get any on you during your day, you're not doing your job properly.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. I've had somebody paint my car in shit while I sat in it. And I was like, I'm just not getting out.
No,
like jacked up on PCP,
yep.
Pooed in his hand, I'm smearing it all over him. I get the pictures, smeared the whole fucking cop car and shit. And I was just like, I'm just not getting out.
Do you run that through a car wash or do they wash it for you back at the station? How's it work?
You put a you put yellow tape around it. The city comes and tows it and they take it to
DVD. No. Just pull a power move on them and join them. Paint your own shit on them too. Like, yeah, I'm better than you.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea, actually.
Yeah. And it's weird because, you know, if I've had a chick in the back, you know, front her cuffs and then, you know, try to write her name in her period blood on my back window. And
how many letters did she get through before she ran out of blood?
I don't know. Well, I was like looking at my rearview mirror and I go, you know, and my sergeant made me clean that myself. He was like, no, we're not decontaminating the car. Just spray the window off. Just clean that. I was like, dude, that is fucking period blood.
Yeah. She have a heavy flow or
fucking period blood. And the funny thing was that she was wearing the tights, you know, like those leggings.
Yeah.
And so she was perioding through the leggings. And then heavy
flow. Oh, well, it was filtered then.
So, heavy flow. Then,
yeah, it was filtered.
Yeah, there was no sediment.
Hey, dude, that's just modern art. You should have kept that and sold it.
Yeah. Goddamn right. It would have gone
taped
for
a banana. Taped a banana to that one.
$150K at Art Basel this year. Ben, we appreciate it, buddy. Have a great day, and thanks for letting us call you.
I just vomited.
Absolutely, guys. Y'all take care.
See you, all right, bye, buddy. Next up, Charlie Terry. Two first names.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
I love two first names on a human.
Never trust a man with two first names.
No. You ever date anybody with two first names?
Not a lot of women have two first names, though, right?
I have. I've dated a couple.
What was the dude's name? And Dayton, by the way, is not a word.
What's that? Dayton?
Dayton, yeah, not a word.
It is. Nope. D-A-Y-T-O-N.
Yeah, that's a city, but in that doesn't Ohio. Mean what you're talking about.
Dayton them is what you're doing, dude.
Oh, boy.
I'm not going to say their names because, I'm married and I don't want anybody calling me anymore. But
hello.
Hi.
Charlie Terry.
I'm sorry, who?
Charlie Terry.
I'm so sorry. Hold on. Let me come to a different place here. I'm echoing. I'm hearing a lot of echo there and I couldn't hear you.
Sure. It's Echo Bravo Charlie.
Echo Bravo Charlie.
No, I'm kidding. This is Ross Patterson and Dan Holloway from Drinking Bros podcast.
Is this Kelly?
No. You must have the wrong number. I'm Cheryl.
He put the wrong goddamn number.
Oh, he
sorry,
put the
man.
Wrong number.
You've won a free cruise.
No, you've not won anything except for the pleasure of our company. That's it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Apologize. You have a great day.
Well, no problem. Good luck on your find.
Thank you.
Bye. Hold on, let me fucking write this guy a note real quick.
Gotcha. I definitely,
3-1. Let's see. That's definitely the right number. Wrong number, asshole.
That's really fucking funny.
That was awesome.
Go to what a great lady, whoever that was. Go to Sean Williams.
Yep.
This one says poo pinatas.
Yeah, we'll see what that is all about.
Poo pinatas.
I'm excited.
I am too. If you fill up a pinata full of poop, that would be a nice thing for people to explore.
I mean, is it like a fucking a bag inside?
Well, one would imagine you're shitting inside a pinata.
Yeah, but it's... Pinata is basically paper mache, right?
Hello?
Sean Williams.
Howdy.
Hey, it's Ross Patterson, D'Anthony Holloway from Drinking Bros.
Hey, guys.
Howdy.
Howdy. How's it going, man? It just says poo pinatas underneath
you. Yes.
Fire away. Where are you at, and what do you do first responder-wise?
So I'm a senior paramedic.
Okay.
And I was working in a city for a private agency a while ago.
All right.
When I was a new medic, and it was about O-Dark 30. You're so tired that my partner and I were finding everything either hilarious or on the razor's edge of violence towards each other. And we got called to a care facility, and as soon as we walk in, we smell these enchiladas that basically might have dumped an entire gallon of capsaicin on.
Oof.
And we see this, and I feel bad for him, developmentally delayed guy sitting in a wheelchair with a colonoscopy bag on.
Yeah.
And he's having just torrential diarrhea to the point where he's filling up his bags faster than they can empty them.
Yeesh.
And he's huge, big bariatric guy, like 450 pounds.
Okay.
So the two techs there don't speak a lick of English, and we're trying to help them get him on our gurney. To do that, we have to put him on a Hoyer lift, which is basically like a winch from the ceiling. So we put him on the winch, and we raise him up.
You start hitting him with bats.
Yeah. And my kryptonite is poo. I can't fucking do it. Not at all.
I'm going to be real with you. That's a lot of people's kryptonite.
Yeah. So we raise this guy up, and his bag fills up. And he thinks he's helping us. And he's hovering these techs, raised him up basically all the way to the ceiling. So our gurney's like 2 foot off the ground. He's now 6 feet above the ground. And he takes his bag off, and it falls and explodes on our stretcher.
Oh, God. Oh boy.
I'm on my knees instantly, dry heaving. My partner's laughing his fucking ass off. These two techs are muttering in God knows what language. And they hit him as they're trying to clean it up. And he starts slowly revolving as poo is fountaining out of his hole in his stomach.
This is a poo pinata.
Covering the gurney, covering the stretcher. Fire shows up. All they see is me on my knees puking all over the floor, my partner laughing his ass off, and this shit pinata. So,
fuck.
Probably one of the worst calls that I've ever experienced.
Yikes. Were you covered in it?
No. So we burritoed him. We wrapped him in a tarp.
Okay.
I turfed it to my EMT partner and said, have fun. And then we took the pressure washer to the stretcher in the back of our ambulance.
I would have thrown everything away and paid for it with my own money.
I would have burned the ambulance and paid for it with my own
money. Just light it on fire.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Well, that
man.
Was horrifying.
That was worth that was worth every single second of the phone conversation.
I feel bad for whoever has to follow that up.
Man. Sean, where are you working now?
So I work for Clickstack County Medic 1. It's down on the Oregon Washington border.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look,
pretty cool place.
There, yeah. I mean, look, you're near Seattle, right?
Yeah, I live up towards Seattle.
Okay, so you can shit in the streets there, right? Are they past that?
I don't know, but I think they just fucking do it anywhere because that city is like, you know, the ending of Apocalypse Now.
That's what everybody keeps saying. Is it as bad as they say?
It's fucking horrible.
I bet,
that whole city is a nightmare.
There's a documentary called Seattle is Burning. Have you seen that?
Yes, and it's accurate.
Yeah, it's so good. Well, it's written by first responders.
Luckily,
it's called Seattle is Burning.
Luckily, it rains a lot, so.
Yeah, at least you can wash the shit down the
street.
I mean,
like, it's burning as in, like, fucking homeless people are.
Exactly. It's God's pressure washer.
Oh, man. Sean, I appreciate the time today, brother.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, can I take one quick second to say something?
Yes. Fire away. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out and a remembrance to resident Border Patrol agent Donna Marie Doss. Her end of watch anniversary was February 2nd of this year. She passed away last February responding to a call and was struck by a vehicle while attempting to detain an illegal alien. It's my wife's aunt. It was her biggest mentor and hero, and I just want to shout her out.
Fuck, man, that's awful. I tell you what, we'll go a step further. Let's make her drinking bro of the week. How about that?
Man, you guys are the best.
And say her full name again so everybody
out there. Yeah, it's Donna Marie Doss. She was resident Border Patrol agent for Abilene, Texas.
Hey, perfect. Cheers. Donna is our drinking bro-ette of the week. We appreciate your time today, Sean.
Hey, thanks. You guys take care.
All right. Bye, buddy. Next up, we get Tabitha Ann Loomis.
Yeah, this one's a bit of a fucking story here.
I like three. I'm not going to say what the story is because I don't want to tip it. Hopefully, she's here. So what happens here is when we do these call-in shows, by the way, is some people don't answer because we just keep going.
God, she picked it up on the first fucking ring.
Proud of her.
Don't you have a life?
Tabitha.
Oh, my gosh.
What's
hang
up?
On, guys. Hang on. I'm at work. Hi. I'm at work, but I work in elementary school, so give me a second.
Molding minds.
Oh my gosh. Hang on. I left my keys. Who am I talking to?
We are talking to Ross Patterson and D'Anthony Holloway, and Eric Tanzi is on today as our special
guest. Hey, guys.
Hi. You have an elementary school teacher's voice.
Yeah.
I'm like the school nurse, so.
Well, it's very soothing. You know, if I skinned my knee, I'd want to hop on down and see Tabitha Ann Loomis.
Dude, and I would wrap your knee up and give you a sticker and make you feel better.
No, hey, I need.
Look at that.
I want Percocet.
The child.
The best I can do is ice.
When I was 6 years old, I'm like, hey.
I want a Percocet.
Give me some perks, bitch.
I want perks.
And they
I had some middle school students break in over Christmas break and stole a whole bunch of Ritalin and Adderall for me.
Worth it.
Adderall's pretty easy to get, though. That seems like an unnecessary crime.
Well, it's in seventh grade. I get it. You know?
The best part is they were told they were identified by their pants and by their shoes. Mm-hmm. So they broke into another school again wearing no pants and no shoes.
No way.
I promise.
Good for them. At least they learned.
That's like
that's the Georgia school system.
You sort of learned the lesson, but not really.
Yeah, not really. Where out in Georgia do you work?
So I was at Robins Air Force Base and got out of the military, and I'm still in the area.
Okay, gotcha. I'm from Georgia. That's why I asked.
Oh, where at?
Alpharetta.
I did know that.
Yeah, I went to K through 12 there in Alpharetta, Georgia. Chattahoochee Cougar. Through and through. Yeah.
I love that.
Go Cougs. Hashtag pause.
Well, that's enough of all that stupid bullshit.
Yeah, what's your story today, Tabitha?
Okay. So when I was working ambulance services in Kadena on Okinawa, we got dispatched out to a woman who the daughter was like, something's wrong with my mom. That's all she kept saying. And they were under SOFA status because she was married to an American citizen that worked on the base. So I get there. And there's this little Korean lady, and she's in the corner, and she's playing with a stuffed animal, and she's singing to herself. And her daughter was, like, 15, and she was like, something's wrong with my mom. So I go over there, and I'm like, hey, what's your name? Trying to, you know, assess the situation. And she just looks at me and starts, like, petting my head. So I just froze in terror because I could tell that she had snapped.
Mm-hmm.
And then my partner came in, and he's a tall black dude. And he was like, hey, what's going on? And y'all like, no shit. She came at him like with a roundhouse kick and like she whooped his ass.
Whoa.
And I was just in the corner, and it was just us. It was an off base call. So we don't automatically get law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like legit in the corner, and she is just beating this guy's ass. And he's like, I'm fine. I'm fine. And I'm like, you're not fine. And he's like, no. This is okay. I got this. I can take it. So I called LE and I was freaking out. And I was like, you guys, I need backup. I'm at this house. I was like, and this guy is, or this lady's beating up my partner. And everyone was laughing. They're like, hang on. And then someone else got on the phone. They're like, okay, so what happened? And they made me do that like 10 times before they sent someone out because they didn't believe me. So we were finally able to get her under control. Like she just had a complete psychotic break. But we got her in the ambulance, and she just stares at me and starts petting my head.
Oh, you're next.
And I mean, she's like not breaking eye contact with me. And I went to go, and the cop grabbed my arm, and he's like, please stay.
Really?
Yes. So, and we can't give medications on the rigs. At least we couldn't over there.
Mm-hmm.
So we just transported her to the Naval Hospital, and the whole time she was just petting me, and she was growling, and she was just, she had like a complete psychotic break. She thought she was five. She had regressed, but she was trying to whip my partner's ass, and well, she succeeded.
Yeah.
And so we got to the hospital, and I had to stay by her side until they ended up giving her like Haldol and Ativan to knock her out because she was in such a state of psychosis. So yeah, that was one of my worst calls because I was literally terrified because this, my partner is like a 6'4" black dude getting his ass kicked. And he's like, I can take it. It's fine. And I'm like, nah, bro, she is working your ass over. Like,
now, is you guys' policy that you can't, because I know in Raleigh, the EMS are not allowed to fight back unless, because I guess they get that code of will do no harm. So yeah, they won't fight back, especially if it's like a 6-foot black dude and it's a little girl. He's not going to blast her in the face. He's just going to kind of take it.
Yeah. My motto is do harm.
Yeah, well, you're not an EMS worker on ambulance.
I'm not. But if he was.
That's true.
I'm actually going to.
I do
buy,
no harm either.
We're going to buy an EMS truck and just drive around whooping people's asses.
My biggest takeaway is this: is every Asian really does know karate?
Yeah. Is her name Jacqueline Chan?
Are you Asian, Tabitha?
I am. I'm Filipina.
Well, that doesn't count. Shit. Come on.
Tabitha Ann Loomis doesn't sound very
Filipino. You guys are basically American. That's not the same thing.
I know. Well, my dad's white, but.
Well, okay.
Yeah. I was born in the Philippines. I'm that baby.
Man, Filipino women are down for anything.
Yeah, like
part of that culture.
They'll pretend to be baby dolls so you can pet them when you have your psychotic breaks.
Again, one of my sexual fantasies.
Yeah.
Can confirm. We will do whatever you need us to. We are here to please.
There it is. I knew it.
How many kids are sitting in the nurse station right now while you're outside?
Yeah, there's children dying right now, Tabitha.
Yeah, you've got to go get Percocets.
A kid's kneecap is bleeding out.
No,
I probably should. Someone probably needs a Band-Aid, and they are just bleeding out. So yeah, I should probably hop off and go take care of that. But thanks for reaching out, guys, and let me tell my story.
Absolutely.
Oh, of course. Thanks for being on the show. You're awesome. Thank you, Tabitha.
Absolutely. Bye, guys.
Bye.
That is always like weird when somebody's physically hitting you and you're a cop and you know that it only takes one blast to end it, but you don't want to do it because you know that they're so fucked up that they don't mean it. Like one time I had a drunk guy that just obviously we just had too much. Actually, he told us that he had Pappy Van Winkle and it was his first time and he'd won a bottle out of a raffle. But anyway, when we were trying to wake him up because he had broken into somebody else's apartment because the door was unlocked and passed out on their couch. And I blew my whistle in his ear. And he woke up kicking.
Oof.
And so another cop that was new, young, jumped down on top of him. And so now I'm pulling that cop. And I'm like, look, man, chill. Like, if I blow a whistle in my ear, or if you blew a whistle in my ear when I'm drunk, I'm fucking waking up kicking.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, I mean, like, could I went down and just beat the fuck out of that dude? Sure. But you don't want to because he's drunk and I just blew my whistle in his ear to wake him up.
That makes sense.
And so it's like, you know, in that guy's situation, unfortunately, he's, you know, at the blunt of a lot of jokes, getting his ass kicked by an Asian woman. But I bet he was just kind of like taking the high road. Like, man, I could fucking end this bitch right now.
All right, we're going to do a couple more here.
Yeah,
I've got a couple of favorites. One is the decomposing penis story.
We'll do two more here. Bobby Foreman. Give Bobby Foreman a call. It just says decomposing penis story.
Yeah.
Which I'm always down for.
Yeah, and then there's one more midget and fat lady fucking.
Yes.
Is
we'll end it with that.
The final one.
We'll end it with that.
Because I don't know how you get better than that.
No,
frankly.
You don't. You don't.
My favorite's that shit pinata, though.
Shit pinata's great.
Hello?
Good evening.
Hello?
How are you? Bobby.
Holy shit, is this Ross?
It is. Ross Patterson, D'Anthony Holloway from Drinking Bros. What's going on, man?
Oh, shit, bro. Hey, give me 5 seconds.
What's that?
He said give him 5 seconds.
Like 5 seconds.
Right. I was counting.
5 seconds.
Yeah, no worries.
Jose. Jose. Death motherfucker. TJ. Take the list. I got to take a phone call. Sorry. I had to tell someone what to do. What the fuck is up, guys? I haven't seen you since you're here in Orlando.
Another beautiful day in Orlando. Dan and I were in Orlando, and that's exactly what we said every morning we woke up.
Yeah, just started yelling at some random
Another
dude
beautiful
Jose.
Day in Orlando.
Orlandildo.
So holy shit. It says decomposing penis story here. Bobby, what do you got?
Yeah. All right, so I was a cop like a few years ago. I worked as a small town city cop here in Florida, and basically I got a call for like medical emergency male's not conscious, not breathing. So me and my shift partner, we responded. We go to render first aid, but it's obvious that dude's dead. He's been dead. He's got, you know, shit, mucus and blood coming out of his nose. So we call paramedics to come out. They confirm that he's dead. After we kind of, you know, got rid of the tunnel vision and kind of realized there's nothing we could do, started looking around the house, and we realized that this house is just absolutely infested with roaches. And I mean infested, and it smelled like cat piss. So, you know, I'm just setting the scene for y'all right now. It was absolutely disgusting.
Sure.
The person who called it in was this guy's dad, who was like in his 70s. So we set the dad down. We basically tell him the bad news, and we start asking the usual questions, like, "Hey, like, you know, when was the last time you saw him alive?" And he sits back and he thinks for a second. He goes, "Oh, he laid down for a nap." We found him, like, basically he was sleeping on the floor in his bedroom. That's how we found him. And so his dad's like, "Oh, I last saw him alive when he went to lay down for a nap on Thursday." And just, you know, we kind of looked at him and we looked at each other and we said, "Well, sir, it's Sunday night. So you didn't see him till Thursday night?" He's like, "Yeah, he said he wasn't feeling good. He went and laid down Thursday night, took a nap." And he's like, "I went and checked on him today and then I called you guys because he wasn't waking up." So that naturally means that we have to treat this as like a suspicious death, not a natural death.
Uh-huh.
We had to call in crime scene and detectives and everybody, and it got to the point where he was laying down, he's on the floor, he had his head on a pillow, he's laying on his stomach, had his head on his pillow and like a blanket over him. So we had to check the front of him for any like damage, any gunshot wounds, stab wounds, anything like that. And so we take the blanket off, and because for some reason they always are, he's fucking naked. And he was about a good size, like 200-pound guy. So myself, my shift partner, and two county deputies that were there helping us, we all kind of grab a side and start flipping him over. And my shift partner, as we were flipping it, her hand slipped up under. She was grabbing him by like the hip area, kind of near the groin, and we didn't realize that his entire groin had decomposed.
Ugh.
And
did she rip his dick off?
That would have been probably worse, I guess. But her hand slipped and like just went into his decomposing crotch, and as we get him like halfway up, she just yells, "Oh my God, maggots!" and just lets
go. Oh my God.
So the two deputies didn't really see what happened, but I saw what happened. So she runs out of the room into the front yard, throws her gloves off. She's like dry heaving and gagging. I had to run outside because the lieutenant was in the other room talking to the dad, and I was trying not to laugh at her because this shit. But it was the most. And like we flipped him over, we eventually had to flip him over, and it was weird. His entire crotch was the only thing that was decomposed.
So
like
the
whole rest of his front
was the penis missing? Penis and balls gone? Were they eaten off by maggots? Or?
It was basically left over after her hand slipped inside of him was basically
She have a glove on?
Yeah, she had gloves on, yeah. Right. That was, she ran outside, threw her gloves, and just started dry heaving in the front yard.
Probably saw that glove on eBay or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby
Boy.
Foreman, that's disgusting. You know, Bobby was one of the dudes that took us to see Moose in the hospital down there, right?
Yes. Yes, man.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man, I can't thank you guys enough for that,
yeah, of
bro.
Course.
It's been a hard couple months.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Yeah, for our listeners, you know, who follow Drinking Bros and the Drinking Bros Instagram, we posted a picture. Dan and I went and visited him with you in the hospital, and you know, the strangest thing was he seemed like he was in good spirits, and he was like, "Yeah, man, I'll be getting out of here in a couple months."
We So basically, like, he got out shortly after you guys met him, and he was out for a little bit. And then he just got, like, a real high fever. He got really sick, and they had to take him back to the hospital and admit him. And he was in there for another few weeks. And then I was getting married, and he was supposed to be one of my groomsmen, and he basically found out that he could get, like, as long as he was in somewhat good condition, he could get, like, basically like a day of leave.
Right.
So he took that day, and he came to my wedding, and we rented him a tux last second, and he came, and, like, because at first my wife was like, hey, like, we understand you want to be here, but, like, you're not in good health. And he basically was like, I'm coming, and you're not going to stop me. Like, this could be, like, my last, you know, hurrah.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, I'm coming. And so we were like, all right. And he came. He fucking partied with us. And then literally we got back from our honeymoon, and he was back in the hospital, and they told us that he was going to be moved to hospice.
Man. Well, look, he was an awesome dude, and we were grateful to spend some time with him.
Yeah,
he's a good guy. Before he left. And give our best to his wife, would you?
Yes, yes, I will, man.
Because we got to meet her as well. Yeah, man, we got to meet her as well, and she was one of the sweetest ladies. So, give our best to her.
Yeah, we've got, I know it's been a while, but we do have y'all's shirts. We're planning on sending you guys some new shirts.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Well, yeah, look, take your time, man. I know you've been through a lot.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you taking time out of your day to join us on the show.
Oh, yeah, man. But, yeah, man, I love you guys. You guys are awesome. Moose loves you. We all fucking love what you guys do.
Well, cool, man. Yeah, we'll see you next time we're in Orlando.
Orlando, brother. Yeah, we love you, too.
Yes, sir.
All right, take it easy,
see
buddy.
You, brother.
Bye, buddy.
All right, bye.
He's a good dude.
Moose, great dude. His fiance was a great dude. We got to visit him in the hospital when he had cancer. And like I was saying, you know, as you call the next person here, he was in high spirits and he was happy as shit. And he was like, "I'm getting out of here in like a couple months, and everything's gonna be fine." So, you know, his friends, family, everybody told us the same thing. We were like, "All right, great." So we just assumed everything was going well. And then I got a message the night before he passed of like, "Hey, man, he's." You know, last rites, this is it. And I was like, shit. Wow. Yeah.
Did Crazy. You give him the last rites?
I didn't. No, uh-huh. I'm not fucking licensed to do that.
I don't think you need to be licensed to do it.
Yeah, well, you just do it.
You need to be competent, which you're also not.
Not,
so I guess.
Yeah. I'm not competent to do anything.
I want you to give me my last rites.
But host a goddamn talk show.
I want you to give me my last rites.
I will.
When it comes time.
Tell your wife.
I will.
Yeah.
She'll appreciate it.
Are you Catholic?
You have to do it in the voice, though.
Well, I do it as St. James Street Champs.
Yeah, absolutely.
You should do it as Leonard Washington or Isaiah Muhammad. God damn it, dude. Come on. That was the fucking midget one.
That was the midget one.
I'm calling him back. I really want to hear this. Come on, Tim.
Do this, Tim.
You son of a bitch. Otherwise, I'm going to
You SOB.
Don't do it to us,
Tim. Go to Carlos Hernandez. He's not picking up.
Well, there's a... All right.
Which one? You got another one?
Your call has been forwarded to an...
I should blast his number out there. Everybody call this guy.
No, don't do that. definitely don't do that.
Carlos Hernandez. Let's see. Da, da, da. Yep.
Oh, or Zach. Call Zach. Either one.
Zach who?
Zach Jimenez.
Jimenez?
He's got it says pierced labia call.
Oh, that's a good one. Let's see what this is.
We need to end strong here. We need to end strong today. He's been great stories.
I love a good labia story.
Yeah, who doesn't love a good labia story?
Love a good labia story. Taste a girl
can't
the labia
hear you,
once.
Jamie. Oh, yeah. While you're calling, we'll do the last one. KillCliffCBD.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. 20% off free shipping. It knocks it down to like $3.90 a can. It's got 25 milligrams of CBD in each can. Three amazing flavors, mango, grape, and orange. We drink this shit every fucking night. It's weird doing a sponsor for them because it's like we drink it every day.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And they're the best. Best in the biz. Go to KillCliffCBD.com today. Promo code Drinking Bros. 20% off and free shipping. You will not test on that. It's KillCliff. It's a brand you can trust. It's the only one you can trust. It doesn't have Asian writing on it. who do we got? You want to call Zach?
Zach Jimenez.
Jimenez.
I think that's how you say it.
It's a soft J, right? In that community?
What do you mean that? Hi.
Zach.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. It's D'Anthony and Ross Patterson from Drinking Bros. How's it going, buddy?
Can you?
Hello. So on your message here, it says pierced labia call. What do you do first responder wise, and what city are you in?
Yeah, I'm curious if it was like during the piercing.
I work for a team. So that's all I can say right now. I still work for them.
Okay.
But it was a call where the person tried to jump the fence into the stadium.
That was my question. Oh. Was it during the piercing or did it get hung on something? That's
it got
the
hung on her pants through the jeans.
Oh, fuck.
She went to medical and she thought she was having a very serious period where she just wanted water to rehydrate herself.
Whoa, so she didn't know that she had pulled the piercing out on the fence.
No. The fence pierced her labia.
Oh,
God.
Oh. Whoa.
Okay, so she jumped the fence.
Whoa. I'm going to back this up. So typically when you say pierced labia call, because that's a thing sexually.
Yeah, no. Pierced.
So it got pierced by a fence.
Yeah.
Fucking A. Did you put in a jewel after that or no?
No.
You know, just hung a hoop in there like, stops, hey, man, it's already pierced. Mm. Let's go ahead and put a hoop in there for your boyfriend.
Right? She went to medical and she thought she was having a heavy flow, so she wanted pads to put inside of it.
Oh, no. So what happens now when she pulls down her pants? How much of the labia was torn off?
We don't know. It was just pierced inside to where it was a nice little puddle going from to the medical room.
Okay, so are we talking like a foosball could fit through this hole or a golf ball? Like what? How bad was it?
Like a smaller than a foosball.
Oh,
God.
Like a pinky.
Oh, pinky? Whole fucking pinky?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Well, that's not a real pinky. That's your pinky. Pinky's huge. That's like a standard pinky.
No, you've got standard pinky. You've got a stubby little pinky.
Okay.
Stubby. Yeah, but
what's
a
labia?
She's the one to like watch the game and go back to the game. We're like, you got to go because you're losing a lot of blood here. And
no
you can't
way.
Keep stuffing pads up there to stop it.
Well, look, obviously Dan and I host a sports show, so I gotta know the game. What was the team? And I'll tell you why.
Right?
Yeah. What was the team?
I can't say that because I signed an NDA for medical staff.
Gotcha.
But it was an NFL team.
Okay. Which state?
California.
All right, cool. So it's either a Chargers game, 49ers, Rams, somewhere in there. So here's why I ask, because that's shocking.
It was the 49ers.
Yeah. Here's why I ask, because that's shocking. The California fan bases for NFL are terrible. If you pierce a labia or if you have a heavy flow period like that, I don't see them going back into the game.
Maybe she's channeling Ronnie Lott, though. Remember during, what was it, the 83 or 84 season, I think? He, like, got his pinky amputated because he didn't want to sit out the rest of the season.
Yeah.
I mean, do it.
During the game.
Not the whole thing, just, like, the last night.
Sounds like a rugby player.
Top half, yeah.
Yeah. You don't need that anyways.
Man, that is a fucking crazy story, though.
But how do you not, like, if my beanbag gets caught on something, I know immediately about it. Not only do I know, but I'm telling other people. I'm calling cops. I'm calling my congressman. I'm calling everybody.
Priest.
You ever had a sack tear?
No.
Okay.
No, I've had some run-ins with the electric shaver a couple times.
Okay.
Cool. Wow. Yeah, those hurt.
Yeah, I've had that too. Are you currently working right now, Zach?
Yeah, I am.
I heard the whoop go off in the background there. Yeah.
Somebody's got a torn labia. You better get to it.
Yeah.
Shit. Hey, you're ending our show today.
Oh, nice. So, unfortunately, I can't use my name in the show because my boss does listen to the show.
Oh, good for him.
Good for him. Well,
and your full name and social security number is?
Yes, this is William Johnson Echo and social security 451. No, I'm kidding.
It's not enough numbers.
No, not even close. Hey, man, we appreciate you being on the show, my man.
Thank you.
And take care of that labia for me.
Yeah.
I'll try.
Was she hot at least?
No.
Oh, that's always
never
the
ones you want.
It's never the ones you want. Yeah, because that would have been a nice story of like how'd you meet mom? Well, she tore her labia on a fence and she was smoking hot. Mm-hmm. I had to repair it for her, and then as soon as it was all healed up, we made you.
Oh God, it's making me think about getting my nuts caught in my zipper now.
Yeah,
I've never even had a close run in with that, but I saw a picture. It's one of those irrational fears. You know, when you're a child,
you never nicked your head zipper.
Never.
Oh man, I've done it like twice.
It's like one of those irrational fears I think you have like quicksand. When you're a child, it shows up in so many cartoons and movies. You're like, fuck, man, quicksand is going to be – I got to watch out for that when
it's
I get
everywhere.
Older.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, thanks for your time there, guy.
We appreciate it, buddy.
All right, we'll see you soon.
Take care.
So I had a girl one time that she was committing suicide, and when I kicked the door open to the bathroom, she had she was actively cutting her wrist, and so her wrist was down by her crotch, like as you can see on the film probably.
Yeah.
And she was cutting up, and so I was staring, and she was naked in the bathtub, and so I was staring at her where she was cutting her wrist, and I had my taser in my left hand, and so I pulled the trigger to taser her to get her to stop cutting her own wrist, and the first dart went right into the vagina, right? Like right by the clip, and we have to remove those barbs ourselves.
Yeah, you do.
So when I removed it, I just kind of
you have to,
yeah, you know, and then just pull.
You gotta play the DJ.
She asked me when she came because she fell out of the bathtub, barely missed the sink, face splattered on the tile, broke her nose, and she got him. She said, "Why did you kick me in the face?" And I said, "Well, your face kicked the floor." But then later she goes, "Did you tase me in my pussy?" I said, "I did."
You have to fess up. Apologies. At that point. Yeah. Apologies to your pussy and your face.
Yeah, right.
Eric Tanzi, thanks for joining us.
Thank you guys.
Let me ask you, Instill Distilling Company, can people order it online and do
you
ship?
No, not yet. We're working on it. We're working on the online part. Like I said, we just got into the Wilmington market now, but we're in Raleigh, Moore County, Cumberland, Fayetteville area, all the way up to Mecklenburg. We don't know anybody in Mecklenburg, Charlotte area. So if you're listening to the show and you're in Charlotte,
Hit him up.
Hit up
Eric Tanzi at Instill Distilling Company. Yeah. It's one of our favorites in the biz. If you're in the Claytona Beach area in Clayton, North Carolina, you got to stop in, grab a bottle, have some drinks. There's no better human on earth. For D'Anthony Holloway, Eric Tanzi, I'm Ross Patterson. We're the Drinking Bros. Good night, everyone.